How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? We're going to top out at 20 today. It is one below right now, and the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm not great at advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment?
We have a couple of guests in studio. Tammy and Bonnie are with us from the Heartland House. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you guys have a fundraiser coming up here. When and what is it?
It's tomorrow, February 21st. It is at the Downtown Holiday Inn City Center Starlight Room. We are going to have a dinner, a dessert auction, and a program. During that program, we will be highlighting a family that has went through this two-year transitional program. It is about empowering these people to live, just not survive. Our Board of Directors for Interlakes Community Action believes in that mission statement. And that's what we do for these needy people in our community.
And the people you're talking about are homeless people?
Homeless families.
Homeless families, okay. All right. And then, so the at the event, there's going to be dinner, dessert auction. Like, there's going to be lots of desserts, and, like, people are just going to be, like, bidding on, you know, the pan of brownies or whatever it is?
Yeah, yep. We have gotten some desserts from different organizations and different businesses here in Sioux Falls and just kind of the Sioux Empire area. And when you come in, you get to sit at your table, and you and your table get to decide on which dessert you want to bid on.
Uh-huh.
So the highest... bid goes, you know, or gets the best desserts. So.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And delicious.
Okay, so, and this is happening tomorrow night, correct? What time is it?
The social starts at 5:30, and then there's a dinner and program that starts at 6:30 at the Holiday Inn City Center, the Starlight Room, downtown Sioux Falls.
All right. And how long has the Heartland House been around?
Since 1996.
Oh, so it's been a while.
It has. We can serve 46 families right now, so...
All right, and I see here on the sheet you gave me, it's a handout, a hand up, not a handout. Explain that.
Absolutely. You know, our agency really focuses on that. We're not able to provide a lot of emergency services where we're giving out money for different things,
sure.
But we're teaching them the life skills and the financial budgeting skills and things like that that they'll need forever. Maybe people haven't grown up with that concept for whatever reason. So we're teaching them to go from that poverty situation to that of self-sufficiency so that they can provide for their families just as you and I would want to do.
And so in order to help out, you have this event tomorrow night. If folks want to go, I see tickets are $30. Where can people pick them up?
You can go to our website at www.interlakescap.com. That's interlakescap.com. You can call our office at 334-2808, or you can just come to the event tomorrow night at 6:30, and we'll have tickets there for you.
All right. Holiday Inn Center, City Center Starlight Room. Bonnie and Tammy, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hey,
hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Some James Blunt hater recently tweeted, "Can we all take a moment and remember just how terrible James Blunt was?" James somehow found the tweet, even though it wasn't even tagged, and responded, quote, "No need. I have a new album coming soon." So he'll remind everyone how terrible he was all on his own, I guess.
You're beautiful.
Star Magazine says Britney Spears lip syncs live shows and doesn't sing her own songs on her albums. So, yeah.
Well, I believe the live show part, I think she's actually singing on her album.
I think so, too. But
at least half of it.
Yeah. According to Us Weekly, Jessica Simpson wants to name her second child Ace. That's actually my nephew's
Ace?
Name. Yeah, Ace.
That's a nickname.
That's my nephew's name, is Ace.
Jack, Queen, King.
Anyway, on TV tonight, American Idol is on Fox. Weed Country series premiere on Discovery Channel and Making Mr. Right.
Do you know what Weed Country is about?
It's about weed, marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And the battle between law enforcement, dealers, and growers over marijuana. I kind of want to see Making Mr. Right. That's on VH1 tonight. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is going to be a fine day. Today, tomorrow, not so much. Hope you don't have any travel plans this weekend.
Shush. I do have some travel plans this weekend.
Yeah. 6 inches.
Yay.
What's so funny?
Text message I got earlier regarding...
Oh, the amount of snow we're getting?
Inches.
Yeah, I actually I'm not going to be a prude and try to claim that I didn't think of it yesterday when I was saying, yeah, we're going to get 7 inches. Anyway.
Thanks for that text message.
Yeah.
I can't even believe I didn't think of it.
I know.
That's the part that
Well, yesterday when I said it, I was waiting for you to go.
That's what I'm so bewildered about is that how did I not think of that?
I don't know how you didn't think of it either.
I put meat in it.
I know.
So, brides used to plan the entire wedding and the groom just showed up.
Right.
They, you know, tried on, you know, got fitted for a tux and that was about it. That's not the case anymore.
The women try to help or try to get them to help. They'll be like,
we don't want to help.
I know, but they'll try. They're like,
because we're just
going to
be wrong. Yeah. So basically, whatever we say, you will not decide. Unless we come out with a hard and fast, no, we are not having banana yellow bridesmaid dresses.
Banana yellow.
There will be no banana yellow.
Okay.
But now, surprisingly, 60% of couples now say the groom has become a lot more involved. Here are the 5 ways the grooms are helping.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
Half
this.
Of all couples say the groom picked the venue.
Really?
The bride's family used to be responsible for paying for everything, and 52% of couples say that her parents are paying at least some of the cost. 44% say that his parents are also contributing.
Oh, wow. That's different.
1 in 3 grooms helped pick the cake. I don't even remember our cake. I had nothing to do with the cake. I know that for sure.
Yeah, you didn't at all?
No, I didn't care.
Huh.
I mean, all I cared about was the where and the when.
Okay.
That was about all I cared about.
I think a lot of people do the cake testing now. Like they'll taste test different kinds.
How do you, I mean, it's pretty hard to screw up cake.
Well, I know, but I mean, you want to decide what your flavor is going to be.
Chocolate and white. And there you go.
Okay.
1 in 3 grooms are responsible for haggling to get better prices.
Interesting.
If there is haggling to be done, that would definitely be done by me.
That's true.
Yeah. My wife's not a haggler.
I'm a haggler.
I'm basically a walk awayer and wait for them to call me back. Say, we could maybe do a little better. That's what I always do.
How
I just walk away.
That you...
I'm like, nope, not good enough. Start walking out.
How many things do you really haggle with, though, at the wedding?
I don't think there's a lot. Maybe the photographer you could maybe haggle a little better deal out of.
I don't know. I mean, they pretty much have set prices.
Yeah. And if they're not willing to budge, then you don't hire them, you know, unless they're reasonable, you know, because there are some photographers who think they're a lot better than they are.
That's true.
And they set their prices that way. And it's like, I think we're good, you know. We'll just have somebody with a cell phone use Instagram.
Right.
They'll be just as good.
Yeah. There are a lot of photographers, though, that are definitely worth the money
there
you
are.
Pay.
I'm not denying there are, but there's a lot that think they're worth more than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 in 20 grooms say they chose the flowers for the ceremony.
Uh-uh. What?
Another thing I had absolutely nothing to do with.
My mom used to be a florist, and so obviously she did my flowers for my wedding.
There were a couple of things I was very adamant about. One of them was that we are not paying for the stupid chair dressing thing.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
It was like $5 a chair.
That's not necessary.
And we got 400 chairs? Are you kidding me? No.
Yeah.
No.
No, not necessary.
Luckily, my wife didn't. It looks nice. I'm not saying it looks bad. It does look good.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying $5 a chair to have that done.
You can make it something yourself to put on there.
Just buy a bunch of Christmas bows and put those on the backs of the chairs.
Christmas bows.
Yeah. You want to dress it up a little bit?
Like the multicolored Christmas bow pack that you can buy?
Or just like the silvery ones? You know?
No.
They'd be cheap if you had a summer wedding.
Yeah, they would. They'd probably be like 75% off.
Yeah. And the only other thing I was adamant about was that there be a party.
Right.
That's all it was.
Right.
Because Crystal's folks were willing to pay for the reception if it was in the church.
Okay.
But we wanted way more people than the church could hold.
Yeah.
And I wanted a dance and a party. And you can't do those things at a church.
You got to have a dance.
Well,
and a
some
party.
Churches you can.
Yeah. Mine.
I'm not going to say which denominational church I had a beer with the official at.
Ah.
I'm just going to say that it's the only church I've ever had a beer in. So with the official from that church standing behind me also having himself a beer.
We have like the reception part, like where you ate at the church in the like the community hall area.
Yeah.
But then we had a dance separately. So.
Yeah. But it was easier to do it all in one place.
Mm, it wouldn't have worked for us.
We had 20 miles to go between church and reception. Yeah. So, and we had other stuff to do in between. So Yeah. Good for you, grooms, if you're actually helping out. But I guess I'm guessing most grooms aren't actually helping out.
I would like.
They're being asked their opinion and told it's wrong.
No.
That's what happens.
I'd like them to be a part of it. But if I ever
But you're not going
to
do anything they say.
Probably not. If I ever get married again, though, it's probably going to be in Vegas anyway, so it won't really matter.
Yeah. We'll just have Elvis and some other freak standing
Heck
up there
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
Party on. we've got Heroes of the Day next. Hang on.
Every town needs a hero.
Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Some teenage boys might think this is the mother of the year. However, not so much the case. On Monday, 33-year-old Judy Vigor of New York was arrested for hiring two strippers to come to her son's birthday party.
Nice.
His 16th birthday.
Nice.
Yeah. Judy's son's party was at the Spare Time Bowling Alley back in November 3rd, and Judy had two strippers come perform in a private party room. Now, they never got naked, but they did strip down to their bras and underwears, and they did give lap dances to underage teenagers who were as young as 15.
Yeah, I guess that's probably not right.
Yeah, people took pictures, obviously. Some of those made it online. And that's when the cops started investigating. Judy has been charged with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. She's facing a max sentence of 5 years in prison.
I bet they didn't have their trapper keepers with them at the bowling alley.
I bet they didn't.
I bet they needed them. I'm pretty sure every couple has gotten into a fight over this.
Okay.
But most couples have the restraint not to go crazy. On Monday, 30-year-old Ronald Howard of Bradenton, Florida, was at home with his 25-year-old girlfriend, Shalimar Shalimar.
Okay.
The police say Ronald was on the couch scratching himself.
Oh.
Relentlessly. Just a constant. You know, that
Couldn't
scratching
that.
Didn't work.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think it would sound like yours. Stop. Mine's more accurate, I think.
I hope yours is more accurate.
There's something wrong if it sounds like
Poor
that.
Poor guy, he needs to see a doctor. Anyway, she was getting grossed out. It's rude and disgusting, and I'm about to eat dinner, she said. He told her to stop judging him, so they started yelling. Then things got physical. He claims she hit him first. She claims he shoved her first. Ronald ended up getting arrested for misdemeanor battery.
Oh, boy.
And the mugshots are up on the website, hot1047.com. He actually looks like he's still got an itch he really wants to scratch.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine that? Riding to the cop shop with your hands handcuffed behind your back? Officer, I'm not going to run. Please, can you handcuff me in front? Please? Handcuff me in front? I got an itch. I got a scratch.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No, it can't be that sound.
Okay. Time for us to go. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.